education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And no, John and Joe and Mary and Bruce and Richard, password is not a good password.
Really?
Really isn't.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to go change some stuff. I'll be right back.
But it's eight letters.
It is eight characters. It does meet that criteria.
What about if we replace the O in password with a zero?
That's much better than the traditional password. But you can probably do better.
How about user?
User. That's a great password.
Oh, no, wait. You got to make it eight characters, so it's user.
Oh.
Yeah. No, how about user and then some
user numbers? Risu.
Yes, back and forth. Words backwards, not bad.
Or remember.
Right.
Remember is good.
We don't, but you can't ever remember it.
We'd like to keep it simple.
How many M's in remember?
You know what's good is take the word remember, but spell it the way my boy says it, which is renemba.
Renemba.
Uh-huh.
That's not in the dictionary.
Because then it's not in the dictionary.
All right.
See?
Let's go to the phone and see if...
He just blipped right out.
Oh,
Pete!
No! Oh, no!
We were going to help Pete out.
Did you want to see if he's on line one or no?
Well, Keith is on line one now, so we're going to go to Richard because Richard's been holding the longest and see if we can help Richard out.
Well, Pete, if you hear us, call back because I actually have almost an identical situation in the past with your Sony notebook. So.
We'll tell you when the time is to call Pete because all the lines are full, but we'll give you a special time.
Yeah. So let's talk to Richard, shall we?
Richard, howdy.
Welcome to the Computer Corner. How can we help you?
Hey, my wife has a notebook. The battery, we think it's a battery problem. Anytime she takes the AC power off, within about a minute or two, it locks up Windows. Since that started happening a few months ago, I've reinstalled Windows. I restored the laptop using the restore CDs. I've replaced the battery. I've increased the memory. I've increased the virtual memory.
Now, it's never done it, though. It never freezes when you're plugged in through the AC?
Not at all.
Ooh, that's not good.
If I had to take a guess as to what it was, it's going to be something that you can't fix or replace, and probably to pay someone to fix or replace it would cost more than the cost of the notebook. And my guess is going to be something inside called a voltage regulator.
Right.
That it's not going to be regulating voltage like it should.
That was actually my next step, but at that point I'm ready to give up.
Well, that becomes a motherboard issue in most cases.
Right.
How old is this laptop?
It's only about 2 years old, but, you know, of course, it's out of warranty.
Of course. How's your homeowner's insurance? Is it paid up?
Yeah, actually, that's good, but I'd rather not, you know, go through that. I'd rather just go get a new laptop at that point.
Do you have a pool that you could accidentally...
No, but my neighbor does.
No, that kind of brings up another kind of side issue. We're not real big about extended warranties.
Right.
Except with some notebooks.
Well, here's obviously your issue. As long as it's plugged in all the time, and as long as you can figure out a way to keep it plugged in all the time, it's a functioning computer. So, if that doesn't work for you in that way, this might be one of those things that, hey, it works really well as long as it's plugged in, so you can go list it on eBay and try to sell it to somebody with the understanding that, hey, it works really well as long as it's plugged in.
Well, let me ask you, Richard, you said this is your wife's notebook?
Yes.
How often does she actually use it? Is she, like, in sales or something, or is it just a casual thing?
No, she uses it. She's actually gone back to school, so she's using it every day.
Ah.
She was using it outside of the house until it started happening.
Would it be inconvenient for her to strap, let's say, like a generator to her back?
You know, I thought about car batteries.
Car batteries?
Car battery works.
You got to have a how many?
Well, I've got an inverter.
Really, really long extension cords?
There you go.
Yeah, I would say, wouldn't you say about 60-70% of the people that buy notebooks buy them for romantic purposes, and they end up just having them plugged into the desk?
when you say romantic purposes?
No, not like that. No.
I'm trying to figure out how that would work.
It's that young mind again working.
I guess.
It's you think you're going to do a lot more than you do, and then once you start lugging the thing around, you go...
Oh, but she's a student, so that breaks the whole thing, and it sounds like Richard likes her, so we probably want to come up with a solution.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, you might want to come up with a... Now, she's just doing basic word processing, that kind of thing?
Mainly just browsing.
Okay, so she doesn't need anything special.
No.
All right, just stay away from used laptops, because you're going to be buying somebody else's version of your problem. and they may not be nice enough to tell you. So, yeah, absolutely. There's quite a few excellent opportunities out there. The big thing that we tell everybody, regardless, What happens when it breaks? That's where you want to spend all your time. Forget about price. Forget about brand. Forget about it. What happens when it breaks?
This is the question you should be asking either yourself or the salesperson or the guy on the phone who you're talking to when you're thinking about buying this thing.
You know, do I have to ship it back somewhere? Can I take it in somewhere? How long is the parts covered? You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
All right?
All righty.
Good luck, Richard.
Thanks a lot.
All right, take care.
Bye.
The other way we sometimes say that is it's not what you buy, it's who you buy it from.
Yes.
So that's another way to think of it.
Most important.
It is. We've got about a minute before we have to go to break.
You want to do a teaser?
Okay, what are we going to tease?
Pam's got a problem with Service Pack 2.
Oh, you mean let's have Pam do a teaser?
Maybe.
I'm with you.
Pam?
Yeah. Hello.
Are you having a problem with a Windows XP machine?
Yes, I am.
Ever since you installed Service Pack 2?
Yes, I installed the Service Pack 2.
And what kind of problem you having?
The internet. It seems to be blocking getting out on the internet.
Ah, okay. Well, hang tight here. When we come back from break, we might be able to give you some very simple ways to test whether it's Service Pack 2 or not.
I'm sure we can do those things.
Or some portion of Service Pack 2.
We've also got coming up our Geek Speak of the Week, which is as popular as popular can be.
Really?
Our Download of the Week. Mm. And then, of course, we probably should get back on topic and talk a little bit more about passwords and some things you can do to secure what you've already got. If you've got a bunch of passwords and you're being good,
then you probably will like our Download of the Week.
You might like that.
Yeah.
So you got to stick around for that. Of course, more of your calls and questions, 602-277-5827.
And more importantly, we'll tell you why I'm going to New Mexico after the break.
We're
going to
tell people why?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Because inquiring minds want to know.
Why? You want to get a preview of any of these things, you can check them out online, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section.
Has something to do with magic dust.
Magic enchanted dust.
I want to be enchanted.
What, were we bad?
No.
We'll be back right after the news with our enchanted dust.
This is Doug Fulton of Fulton Home.